Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You might as well dump me, Lucy, from this podcast. I've seen that you've been tweeted by Craig David.
I know. What can I say? Me and Craig.
He followed me as well. Have you been DMing?
I did DM, however, got no response.
Oh, awkward.
I've been pied already.
It's all right. It's only been 7 days.
Dear, whatever day it is right now, time, whatever time it is right now, here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we're excited about Easter. Yeah, seriously called it that. We are chatting all things Easter, from our Easter childhood memories to the reason why Easter changes every year, to some facts about Easter and basically our favourite Easter eggs. It's all about Easter.
It's going to be a riot.
Oh, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 61. You've joined us for 61 weeks. If you have, thank you so much. You've been with us since day one. You deserve some sort of commemoration.
Medal, I'd say.
A knighthood, maybe, potentially. I don't know.
We'll get in touch with the Queen.
Yeah, absolutely, because we know her. And if you've just joined us for the first time, hello, we're Luke and Lucy, and we discuss a different topic each week here on our podcast, Luke and Lucy FM. And if you want to check out all previous ones, just go to Audioboom, type in Luke and Lucy FM, or go to iTunes and type in Luke and Lucy FM. Loads upon loads upon loads of episodes to choose from. You can hear Lucy's voice screeching throughout 60 episodes.
Someone actually said to me last night, oh, you're good on the radio because your voice is different, isn't it?
That's not a compliment.
I was like, my voice is high pitched.
I was given that. You were like, oh, your voice is very, very grating. Somebody referred to me, my voice. This was my voice, Lucy, not yours.
Okay,
don't worry. See how shocked you were. Somebody referred to my voice this week as, after having a few drinks, I went over a few drinks last night, and they referred to my voice as being extreme grating after a few drinks.
Serious? Was it someone at work?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell does extreme grating
extremely
mean?
Extremely grating.
It sounds like something you do to a giant block of cheese.
That's so harsh.
People are harsh.
Do you get on with this person at work?
It doesn't matter if I get on with them or not. It's a harsh world out there, Lucy. Right, I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me, actually, that was my true fact. The true fact about me is, for the first time ever in my life, I was referred to as extreme grating this week. I've been called, as you can imagine, Lucy, a number of things.
Oh, yeah.
But extreme grating is definitely a new one.
Stick that at the top.
Thank you to Max, who said that. There you go, I've named him. Lucy Hilton, what is a true fact about you?
A true fact about me was that I set foot in a gym this week.
Seriously?
I joined the gym.
You're back in black.
I am on it.
Really?
I was exhausted after half an hour. Seriously.
Half an hour. I would give you probably I'm surprised.
Honestly, I'm still aching right now. And I went to the gym on Tuesday, I think.
Hang on, have you been back to the gym since Tuesday?
No, I've not been back. I went to hot yoga though on Wednesday. Honestly, I am on it.
Yeah, that explains the change in your body.
Oh, yeah, from two sessions.
I don't know. What does two sessions get you?
Probably nothing. Yeah. Just a bit aching.
Just a bit aching.
But 2 months down the line.
2 months down the line.
I am going to be fleeky.
Whatever fleeky means. Although, Lucy, actually, it's good that you've joined a gym now, because you can burn off all the calories you're going to put on over Easter weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are talking about Easter on this episode. And I suppose, really, Easter you know what? That's the. I mean, let's not beat around the bush here. Nobody's bothered about the religious element of Easter.
I am.
Oh, come on. Bull. Absolute nonsense. Okay, tell
you
me the meaning
say
of Easter.
Nobody. There's a lot of people that are.
Millions. If you're bothered about Easter, tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. Okay, do you not think the main thing, if you go to a 4-year-old child now, you've got your nephew,
yes,
right?
Yes, but come on, 4-year olds or 3 or 2 won't know a thing.
They should care about Jesus. What I'm saying is, Lucy, they are more concerned about how many Easter eggs they're going to get.
And do you know what? It's quite sad that a lot of people don't know the true meaning of Easter. It's like Christmas.
That is, people don't know the true meaning of Christmas.
They just think it's all about presents, Easter's all about chocolate.
Well, is it not?
Well, it is for commercial elements.
Is it not for you?
No.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't care about chocolate, even though it would be good to get an Easter egg at Easter.
In that case, Lucy, why don't you tell us the true meaning of Easter?
So, Jesus died and was resurrected to save us all from our sins.
That's it. That is
especially you, because you're a bad sinner.
We'll check if that's the real biblical element. Just on a quick Google, and you're almost spot on, Lucy, about the true meaning of Easter.
Told you.
You're almost
so
spot
clever.
On. Really very surprising, to be honest, because you don't strike me as somebody who would actually know the true meaning of anything.
Okay, thanks.
Let alone Easter, of course. But why?
I'm deceivingly clever.
But do you know why Easter eggs are associated with Easter?
No, actually. Why are they?
Well, I will tell you. Eggs were traditionally used in pre-Christian festivals as the symbol of new life, purity, and fertility, Lucy. Yes. So your eggs are thinking of your actual eggs. Later customs concerning eggs were linked with Easter because the egg provided a fresh and powerful symbol of the resurrection and transformation of death into life.
Well, I'm not arguing because I'm not obsessed with chocolate.
How is it camp with Easter eggs? How is it? What's this?
Chocolate.
Oh, Lucy's.
I've got another one.
Lucy's got some eggs here. She's trying to. I've dropped my eggs. Lucy's.
I can tell why you didn't play any form of sport in school.
Well, I mean, you can tell that by physically looking at me. Lucy's got some mini little eggs. She's brought them in especially for this episode.
Yeah.
And we're going to chomp down now on.
So it's very early in the morning.
Vile. And we're having. Absolutely. Cheapest chocolate.
Chocolate? How can chocolate be? Get the chocolate lady on again.
If you want to check out the episode where we previously chatted to a chocolate expert, just search Luke and Lucy FM. It's not good chocolate.
It's nice. Oh, no, it's not.
It's terrible.
Some dairy milk thrown in there, though.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'll get some dairy milk.
We'll not eat any more of that. How many Easter eggs are sold annually in the UK each year?
Oh, God, like 5 million.
Well, the first chocolate egg was produced in 1873.
God, I can't tell what you're saying because you're in the middle of Easter.
1873 was the first Easter egg.
Okay.
How many eggs sold annually?
73. I thought it was earlier than that.
No.
100 million.
80 million.
Oh, I was close.
It makes up 10% of the UK's chocolate population. UK's chocolate production, not the population.
Wow, the population of chocolate.
I mean, that's substantial.
We should have little chocolate men.
That's substantial. I think there probably is, though, now.
Mm.
And the most expensive egg on sale in 2016 cost £25,000 from Brighton chocolatiers Chocky Wocky Wooder.
What is so special about it?
I assume they used the finest cocoa. I assume it was gold cocoa.
Hey, that chocolate egg's getting nicer the more you suck on it.
You know what? The more that you chew it, I'm half tempted to eat the other one, to be honest. It's half decent.
I really think we should.
Easter eggs in 2017 were in shops just before Christmas 2016.
Oh, that is disgusting.
That is absolutely valid. Do you not think? In maybe August, September time, you start seeing Christmas decorations and you think to yourself, kill me now.
Yeah.
When you start seeing, but when you start seeing Easter eggs, you think to yourself, oh my God, the year, they just, all Easter reminds you of is the fact that the year is coming to an end, basically.
It's just not even special anymore because of that. Because I used to, when I was a kid, like, savour my Easter eggs, wouldn't open any until, like, Easter Day.
Sunday, exactly, you wouldn't touch them, right?
Now, I got an Easter egg as a present, and the other day, an Easter egg as
yeah,
a present.
Yeah, exactly. You're choking on your Easter eggs.
Demolish them all already.
As in you've already ate all your Easter eggs?
Well, I've still got one that I've not
eaten. So what are you going to open then on Easter Sunday?
And my mum, bless her, Babs, has made me. She got me a little Easter egg and she's made me like a little basket full of chocolate.
Oh, that's nice.
She is like Mrs. Easter.
Does your mum, because a lot of people, I mean, obviously, you know, so we've discussed it is a religious element, blah, 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 right? But does your mum put a lot of onus on the religious element or does she make a big deal? For some families, Easter is Lucy's just drowning herself in water.
So thirsty after that chocolate.
Yeah, it's terrible.
No, my mum's... Yeah, she's a big church girl. She goes to church every week, so she'll be there on Easter Sunday.
How does she feel about Easter bonnets?
I don't think she feels anything about...
Please tell me your mum wears Easter bonnets.
No, does she? Thank goodness she never dressed us up in Easter bonnets when we were kids.
Well, apparently, Lucy, the tradition of wearing Easter bonnets is also related to the celebration of new life and the coming of spring. The first bonnets were actually circles or wreaths of leaves.
Do you not remember when you were a kid at primary school and like you had to make your own Easter bonnet? And, like, bring it in, like, the day before you split up for Easter.
And it looked horrendous. It was, like, the worst paper mache mess that you've ever seen.
Speak for yourself.
Seriously, mine was horrendous. I mean, do you think for a moment I'm having a shove in an Easter bonnet on my head?
Yeah, I think you should have done that for this podcast.
No, Lucy, no bonneting, no, nothing like that. You know,
wait until next week. You will be all dressed up, looking like Jesus with an Easter bonnet on your head.
Jesus didn't wear an Easter bonnet.
Well, he could have.
Well, I mean, I suppose the crown thing he had.
Maybe that was
an Easter bonnet. Oh, that, of course, that's what it was. Do you know, Lucy, that 90% of Christians think children today know less about the crucifixion and resurrection than children did 30 years ago?
It's true. It is so true.
To be honest, you know what they need to do with Easter these days to get more kids into it? Make a Snapchat filter.
This is true.
Seriously,
Snapchat filter of Jesus.
Potentially. You know, crown of thorns. And I've just chucked egg rubbish at them.
Yes.
95% of Christians believe that issue was raised from the dead. Sorry, that Jesus, not issue, I can't even read it. That Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day after his crucifixion. That's 95% of Christians believe that.
It is, isn't it?
It was the second. So he was crucified at the end.
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so it is second day. But I'm sure they say it's third day.
77% of Christians practicing Christians believe that Easter is more important than Christmas.
Well, they do because technically that's what Jesus was born to do, save us from our sins.
Only 83% of Christians think that Easter and Easter egg hunts and Easter eggs and Easter egg painting are actually a good thing. 83% is quite high, I think.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I suppose why they're not. It brings everyone together, doesn't it? And he does still say the original meaning of Easter.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, maybe they should put it on the Easter eggs, Cadbury's packets. I mean, like, for example,
this egg
that I've got in my hand here, tiny little Dairy Milk egg. By the way, if Dairy Milk are listening, they'll sponsor us.
Oh, yeah, that one as well.
Just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. We'll promote your Easter eggs.
I thought that was a rat then. Why does Easter move every single year?
Luke, oh, it's just too sweet now. We haven't got a right balance.
Oh, my goodness, you can't win, bloody hell.
No, it's just too sweet. Surely you know that, Lucy, right?
Well, is it something to do with the moon?
Is it something to do with the moon?
I think so. Because I'm sure last year... I'm going to have my Dairy Milk now. Last year, Easter was in March, wasn't it? And now we have to... Well, it's normally in April, like mid-April or something, but it was like March last year. I don't understand why.
So you want to know the reason
why... be consistent.
Why the Easter changes day every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's really very simple, Lucy, right?
Oh, it's nice, that.
It's too sweet.
I don't like that, Daryl.
It's too sweet. Apparently, okay, Lucy, the short answer is, at the heart of the matter, like every simple explanation, Easter is movable. It's a movable feast. The earliest one... apparently, it's something to do with the calendar and very similar to the Jewish things with Passover. Mm-hmm. It is to do with, basically, the dates changing.
Do Jews celebrate Easter?
Yeah, do Jews... Lucy,
they don't celebrate Christmas, do they?
No, I'm going to let you Google the answer to that.
I've not got my phone on me.
When I was a kid, did you ever paint... eggs, you know, like make them little Easter eggs, you know, like your bird boiled eggs. Do you ever paint
them?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, yeah, in primary school.
Yeah, like I remember.
All the time, it was my favourite thing.
That was the only thing I was excited about around Good Friday.
Actually, the only thing I was excited about around Good Friday was the fact that we could go into school with non-uniform day.
Yeah, that's so true.
And like, you planned your outfit for about 2 weeks in advance. Like, oh my goodness, what am I going to wear?
What am I going to wear for Good Friday? Or, you know, the day before you broke up for Easter. The only thing I was excited about was the fact we weren't going to be in school for 2 weeks, and we got 2 weeks off thanks to Easter holidays.
This is true.
I remember painting an egg once, and you know, you got the watercolour paints there, and you're painting all these eggs, and I remember painting it, and I was carrying it on the bus on the way home, and about three doors before getting to my house, I dropped the eggs.
Nice.
Yeah, and my mum was like, oh, how did you get on with
your
painting?
Weren't they hard-boiled eggs?
Yeah, but you know what? If you drop hard-boiled eggs from a... I don't think I boiled them that well.
I hope they were money eggs.
Yeah, well, it was a mess, put it this way. It was an absolute... I mean, basically, I kind of dropped them and just stood over them. I didn't really...
Oh, my...
As though, who's left this mess here? I was younger, and, you know...
Oh, yeah. Was it last week?
Yeah. When was the last time you painted an egg, Lucy?
When I was about five.
You know, I remember... like, my parents always used to give me the choice of whether or not I wanted an Easter egg for Easter or whether or not I wanted a toy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, you know, because, like, they tried to do the whole, you know, oh, Easter eggs are bad for you, and then there was always that one grandparent that got you four eggs or something like that.
I see. This is the thing what I miss. When you're little, you get about 10 Easter eggs off everyone. Now, I'm lucky to get one off Babs.
Yeah, Lucy's mum. And Lucy, and I see you're choking at the thought of lack of eggs off Babs.
Honestly, it's stressing me out.
I remember that
I've got a little Easter basket, though. I can't complain.
That's...
Well, where's all the eggs from your aunties and uncles now?
That's the thing, they don't bother.
Selfish.
But what age do your aunties and uncles... Oh, you're struggling, Lucy. It's those cheap chocolate we've been consuming.
The water went down the wrong way.
At what age do you stop receiving Easter eggs from family members?
I say probably, like, when you're about 18.
18? So before the age of 18, so 17, you're still receiving eggs. I think mine stopped when I was 10.
I don't remember, if I'm being honest.
Lucy.
My mum's always got me eggs. Like, I know, even my brother and my sister, we always used to get each other eggs and stuff until last year it was, I think. My brother didn't get me anything.
And,
I was fuming.
And you decided, right, that's it then. Mm-hmm. No more eggs, nothing like that. You're not getting each other presents and Easter bits can't exist.
It's actually just reminded me I need to go and buy everyone Easter eggs now.
Oh, good.
I'm such a good sister.
If this podcast has done something, it's remind you that Easter, you need to buy Easter eggs. And, or, wait till after Easter, the shops need to get rid of them all, buy them all then.
Oh, wow. That is the best idea.
Seriously, the best
idea.
And it's chocolate at the end of the day. It's not, so what if it's in an egg shape? You crack it within milliseconds and it's all in a mess.
Do you know what? I used to think, like, Easter eggs had so much chocolate in them. But if you think about it, the chocolate's really, really thin, so there's barely any chocolate there.
And actually, you know when I remember first looking at the Cadbury's cream egg and they brought in a giant, what looked like a giant cream egg Easter egg. Mm. And I thought, oh my God, I remember one year I asked mum and dad, nothing else, I want this giant cream egg Easter egg. I got it, cracked it open, hollow. Honestly, the most... of course it's hollow. You can't have a giant fondant Easter egg. How heavy do you think that'll be?
Why not, though? Well, like, I just think it's selfish. They're like,
it'd be more than $1.99. Put it. Yeah, well, basically, they're a rip. If you think about it, they're an actual rip-off Easter eggs.
Yeah, like, they're probably less chocolate in them than they are in, like, a bar of chocolate.
And I know that you eat a family-sized bar of chocolate as well. Mm. So it's very much... I remember a few years ago, I attended a Easter Sunday lunch at my girlfriend's house. And her friend brought an Easter cake. And it was like this
Easter
really...
Easter cake?
Yeah, it was a really weird, like, green meringue. It kind of looked like a flat Easter egg that tasted really weird. And I don't know whether or not she made it herself. And she was like, oh, what do you all think of the Easter cake?
She probably made it herself.
I think so.
Definitely made it herself.
No. And yeah, she did. And you know, it was nice, this. And I didn't go back for a second helping, though.
The best thing about Easter, I think, is the fact that we get the Monday off work. And the Friday. It is the best bank holiday ever.
Basically, the conclusion of this episode is that Lucy has realised that Easter is good for chocolate
and for lions.
Yeah, that's how it is.
This is the thing, because I've got now a four-day week, another four-day week, a three-day week, and then another four-day week
after
that. Yeah,
but that's just you booking holidays though, Lucy.
Booking one holiday in between, and then it's all bank holidays.
It's worked out well.
It's like the best couple of months of my entire life.
Yeah, well, that's very true, very true. What do you think of Easter bunnies? Any thoughts on them?
They're quite scary.
Yeah, I think so as well.
It's like Chucky.
Yeah, I mean, it's not quite like a serial killing doll.
Or like It the Clown.
Or again, like a crazy killing clone.
It is scary.
But I agree. I think Easter bunnies aren't that cute. I think they're a little bit terrifying.
They look like you, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. In that case, then, Easter bunnies are ravishing. We are done. You know what? If you're eating chocolate whilst listening to this, we hope you've enjoyed it.
Please eat more.
We hope it's good quality chocolate, because there's so many bad quality chocolate out there, as we've established.
But all chocolate is good chocolate.
All chocolate is good chocolate. And whatever you are doing on Easter Sunday or afterwards, if you listen to this, you know, in November, December time, we hope you had a great Easter, and you can eat chocolate any time of the year. Basically, just keep stuffing your faces. That's what Jesus would have wanted. That's true. It's true, right? You want to check out previous episodes, just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes. Please leave us a 5-star review if you think this episode has been heavenly, and that will result in a good Friday for us.
And we will tweet you.
Brilliant. Thanks, Lucy. That's great. What a wonderful present. Yeah. Better
will.
Than an Easter
Any
egg.
5-star reviews.
We will drop you a tweet. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, and just check out previous episodes. Search Luke and Lucy FM and go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. On TuneIn, you name it, you'll find us wherever we are. We've resurrected ourselves, basically.
Oh, wow.
See, so I'm just kind of keep it on brand, right? I'm going to put this chocolate back in now, right? Oh, it's terrible.
It's disgusting. I can hear it. First you fart, and now you've got chocolate grinding.
No book, any wind during this podcast recording.
Why does the room smell
and
so bad?
And we resent that. Honestly, you're not going to heaven.
So... You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's podnose.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.